However, I'm not sure how this conversation is going to work. It's great to have you again. As some of you might know, I was originally supposed to have this talk back in May.
Yeah.
I guess kind of right before COVID hit. So it's no wonder that obviously with a little bit of redirection from Spirit of Spirit here today after Halloween, when the veil is super thin. And I don't know if anyone else notices, because I'm very aware that the orchestration of Spirit, and we have not navigated what is going to be the top of the conversation with the installation of it. And this music is definitely what I listen to on a normal basis. How everything ties together is also how this conversation is going.
Well, then I need to turn this down, not that. That needs to be near your mouth.
Can you still hear me? Yes.
Yeah.
So, now, with the song choice, which we'll be getting into how Spirit communicates with us. Now, as a medium, and I feel most people that are drawn to me or gatherings like this have some sort of sensitive ability. We all have an intuitiveness, an energy PS system, correct? So Spirit usually will lead us through our energy PS system and have different ways of bringing forth messages that we need so we can guide and navigate life. Okay. So when I first realized as a child that I could speak to Spirit, you know, everyone has a fascination, especially this time of year. Now, I can't say that all of my experiences have been great or enlightening, but as I went through the darkest period of my life, I came to a sense of understanding that there was more than what I had driven. The closer I got to my goal, the more lost myself. And all of a sudden, the Spirit intervened, and it was like a lightning bolt hit my life the moment I heard Barbie. And there is more to this than you're giving. So, as I started recognizing that not only was I very intuitive, but a lot of good advice, I did not feel good at public speaking. I did not want to make a spotlight, and yet Spirit kept nudging me and nudging me to learn my craft. And to speak out to people. I knew at some point that I would be here on stage. Now, this, I wasn't. It was a whole different story, guys. So, how they communicate with us. Now, before I get into that, there's kind of a when it comes to how we normally live our life, we look very distracted. We're very busy trying to follow the fast track of life, trying to get to some sort of goal, some sort of reason, purpose for it. Now, what typically happens is we live in a state of fear. And this is what derails us the majority of the time because we're not in alignment with our truth. So, what is fear? False expectation appearing real. And so, with the expectations that were coming up, with the judgment, how much do we pass judgment, which is our own projection, not necessarily the reflection that's being mirrored back to us, correct? So the insecurities, the not knowing who you truly are without the perception or the conditioning that has been placed upon us. And that is one of the hardest tricks when it comes to awakening and coming into your own truth. It's getting rid of the expectations that are creating habit in us. So Spirit comes forth with little nudges, little signs that says, hey, go this way. It's the path of least resistance. Now some of us can be stubborn, correct? We can dismiss, we can overlook. We might not even realize how present Spirit truly is with us. Because even though in my own mind I was disconnected from the spirit of love, they were still how most of us will have smaller size. And this is where the trick is, because when we're going full speed of light, we're very distracted. So we need to slow down. We need to create stillness. That's why meditation is so important, because not everyone can truly hear and communicate on behalf of spirit, but everyone can receive the message. Now, the church is not about this perception. When you are living in a state of ego, spirit's message is never wrong, but your perception of it can't be. Whatever expectations you have in your head, you can manipulate that with the law of attraction, no matter what frequency that expectation is. And then we will say, okay, how many of us have been angry at spirit or God at one point in our life? Why am I going through this? Why is this happening? Losing faith and trust somewhere along the process. Okay. And it's because we're not listening. And then we want to blame because we're in pain. And that's really what it boils down to. So when you're struggling in life, you have a hard time navigating any part of your journey. And it's just going to get away from everyone else's enemy, because we're all on a fast track, so we deal with a lot of external influences. If you can't trust your own frequency, your own vibe, your own space, you're not going to be able to heal clearly. So when you create a space for yourself and allow yourself to receive, because that's one of the hardest things for us to do, is really be in the mode of receiving. When you create a space for yourself, you'll start to notice vibe changes, frequency changes within your body. The first thing that I noticed when I was able to pick up on spirit was feeling a presence in the room. It's like I could be standing in a room all by myself, yet I could feel tingles, goosebumps, right? Feeling not alone. That is the first sign of spirit being in your presence. Because what we have to remember is spirit is pure energy. They are not limited in a physical form, nor by our ego. They're limitless. They can come in so many different forms, and they're with you every single moment. They can bounce to wherever they need to be at any given moment, because that is what they are created to do. Now, some of us do have certain guides, certain loved ones that take the role of helping us through tough situations and helping us embrace the beautiful moments in life. So when you feel that presence come into your space, don't dismiss it. Not again. Because usually it's your loved one saying, hey, I miss you. Maybe you need my encouragement. Maybe you need my support. I have had it to the point where I literally felt my loved one kind of embraced me, holding my hand, and I had to make a difficult choice of it. But that I don't know if I can do this without you, and every time they shut down. Sometimes all we have to do is ask. We should not be afraid of telling our loved ones just because they're in the spirit world that we still need assistance, that they're still lost, that they're still living with us. Now, another part, my favorite, which you see through the day, is music. Music has its own healing tone. It's the lyrics speak to you. Do you know that? So when you actually take the time to hear the word that spirit's given to you, whether that be your guides, your ancestors, your loved ones, it doesn't matter, because that's part of the unity. It's all connected and it's all orchestrated in your favor. Now, the thing with spirit's message is that it's not that you are going to live life in the absence of fear. Okay. It's that they don't want you to live your life in a constant state of fear, because you are robbing yourself of the moment that once you release that fear and move into hope, trust, and faith, lost, abandoned, rejected, not heard, seen, felt, loved, or supported. All of that will leave when you embrace the fact that you are not alone, you are constantly supported. And every moment that you have on this planet is worth making a beautiful moment. Right? Why is it going to stop talking to us here when we can truly embrace life and make the most of every moment we have? And that also leads to how we connect with our loved ones, the special moments that we bond with each other. That's also spirit living through us, embracing through us, experiencing through us. So when song comes on, if you think of your loved ones, say memories start popping up, or you have a feel, hey, maybe I need to call their daughter, I haven't talked to them in a while, they might need my support too. All those feelings that you get through your air, you feel like it's still coming to you. So whether that is writing a letter, making a phone call, creating that new project, starting a new chapter in life, no matter how scary and out of the comfort zone, you have to get to move more into alignment, something that feeds your soul instead of taking over from it. That's their job. And that is why they pushed me so far out of my comfort zone to be able to talk to people and listen to say, there is one topic. Just a page feed to say, maybe there's more. Maybe I don't see the whole big picture. So when you feel that you are having a hard time navigating, you can always create guidance, you can always ask for guidance and allow them to work you in a direction that you need to go. Okay? Listen to the songs that come up to for you that bring up some sort of emotion, some sort of remembrance or knowingness. Angel numbers. Seeing repeating numbers, that's another big sign that they're around saying, and you can always look it up. I tell people, look up the angel numbers because the message will resonate with you. You might even be having a hard day and have a stranger come up to you and say something that makes you go, wow, I need to get out of my way today. Right? All of these are signs of interaction in our life. So, really, what it takes is awareness. Perception to stillness. And accepting that we're going to navigate however we need to navigate. But most of it is getting out of our own way and understanding you're not alone. Does anyone have any questions? Yeah? Okay. So what I'm going to do, I have a few more minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little practice with you, okay? I'm going to take a few minutes to see if we can connect for everyone in this room. But what I want you all to do is help me to help you. So we're going to do some visualization skills, okay? This is moving through your third eye, and this is going to show for anyone who feels that they can't see through your third eye just how easy it is. Okay. So everyone, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to take a nice, big, deep breath. And in your mind, I want you to imagine your loved one. If you have one in particular, you can think of many. I want you to think about your family, anyone who's touched your heart that's no longer here. And I want you to hold that image in your mind. Think of them, the details, the color of their hair, the clothes that they used to wear, the pocket lockers they used to wear. Any form that really stands out to you, that makes you remember this person. And I want you to think about the way that they make you feel. How do they affect your life? not home and allow that feeling to come in. And hold that space for your loved one to come in. Just keep your eyes closed. Allow your body to move forward. feel like there's something he was aware of that maybe he wasn't completely forthcoming about. So there's a skill associated with his mother because they were both as well, but the stubbornness is what he's kind of operating. The stubbornness, and this is something that he, okay, the stubbornness. He lost in his family another male who has very similar personalities. His brother. He worried about the brother's death as well. Because he doesn't want him to get trapped like he did. So the message is to be passed on. Don't let Brian's brother ruin your life. Because there are certain things that can be avoided if you get out of your own life.
Whether that I feel like someone in here is having
little things being misplaced, that is also spirit trying to get your attention. And so whoever that's for, but just pay attention to the difference of things that are popping up that are outside of the room, because guys still are giving you signs that they want to see. Okay. So I want to thank you all so much for being here with me today, and thank you for allowing me to try to read today. So if anyone has any